The city tour made three stops, Bozeman and Livingston, Montana, and Jackson Hole, Wyoming. KPCW caught up with Park City Mayor Andy Bierman and Summit County Council Member Glenn Wright while they were in Bozeman. When asked about the expense of sending so many people on the trip, about $800 per person, Bierman says the money is well spent.
I think it's a valuable experience for us to go learn from other cities and get ideas that would be pretty expensive if we had to study them or pilot them. And it's always a good opportunity to get to know the leadership class and interact with people in our community. So I think it's money well spent, and we do it fairly economically.
Bozeman is one of the fastest-growing towns in the nation, along with Heber City. Bierman says it's a trend along the Rockies.
There's a big migration right now from the East and the West Coast, where people are finding high quality of life and reasonable cost in the Rocky Mountains. So I think it's happening to all of us, but they seem to be hit particularly hard up here, and they've got a lot of flat, open land to expand to and still very reasonable cost of living for a real high quality of life, so it seems to be a hot spot.
Unlike Park City, Bozeman's tech industry has taken off. Wright says he thinks it got its start from some early investors who started a variety of businesses that seemed to take root.
Photonics industry, some electronics industry. There's, you know, Western Outdoor products, I think, in fly fishing. And there's a company that I don't know very much about that makes firearms accessories. Unfortunately, I haven't come up with any great ideas other than what drew them here was the same types of things that we have in Park City, but they've been successful and we haven't been.
As for their mental health programs, Wright says they have a unique nonprofit called HRDC, Human Resources Development Council, which provides services for the city and county.
An interesting eclectic number of services that include mental health, homelessness, affordable housing, and they run the bus system. And apparently this group grew up out of the need for somebody to just take on these tasks. And both the city and county contract out those services to this outfit called HRDC. Interesting phenomena. And that's one of the takeaways, I think, because we're going to be looking at increasing mental health services, and we've already started to do so. It might be an interesting way to approach some of those issues.
When it comes to chain stores, Bierman says Bozeman's residents don't seem as concerned, but believes they'll eventually have the same issues Park City is dealing with. Bozeman's commercial rental prices are about half of what Park City's are, but there are no vacancies and filled with local businesses. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.